Good evening, everybody. I'm going to walk through our slides and walk through our lesson number six, which is action. In principle three, which is consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. And step three, we made a decision to turn our lives and our wills over to the care of God. Let's read this together. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12:1. I'd really like to invite you, anytime you see a scripture up here, please join in so we can all kind of commit them to our hearts. When we get to principle three, we've worked with God's help, the first two principles. To the best of our ability, we admitted our lives were out of control and unmanageable, and we came to believe that God could restore us. We discover when we come to celebrate recovery that our past choices have become the barrier to our ability to move forward. Through the first two principles, we take a stand with God. That's really important. It's not separate from God. It's a stand with God and acknowledge that we have been covering up our hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Principle three, again, is up here. There are three key words in this principle that we should not miss. Consciously, choose, and commit. Consciously indicates, and you really have to zero in on these, consciously indicates I am not being coerced, I'm not in a fog, and I'm aware and understand my actions. This is forward thinking. Okay, we've been looking at our past. This is forward thinking. Choose indicates that I've considered the alternatives. I've recognized the effect of my choice and found a right and a new way to go. Commit indicates that the way I've chosen is the way I will go, and I'm willing to shift the other parts of my life to support the way I have chosen. The key is getting out of the way once we consciously choose to commit. Lesson six is action. How do we get past ourselves and those old familiar negative barriers of pride, fear, guilt, worry, and doubt, those barriers that keep us from taking this action step? Tonight, we will learn how to get unstuck, okay? Dog trying to get through a cat door doesn't work. And just, I mean, I know you know that I'm a cat lover, but just so you think that I'm not fair, there's the cat. Tonight, we will learn how to get unstuck and rescued. Key word, rescued from our past choices. Unhappy cat, okay? Principle three is all about action. It states we choose to commit. The word commit, again, the word choose states a decision on our part, and the commit states a direction to proceed. Now we need to take our first steps forward. So you know that we've been standing in those first principles, and we've made a decision, and we tend to be doers, you know, so we all want to kind of get going. This is where we start taking our first steps. Almost everyone knows the difference between right and wrong, but most people don't like making decisions. We just follow the crowd because it's easier than making the decision to do what we know is right. When making commitments that allow change to occur from the pain of hurts, hang-ups, and habits, we procrastinate. When you put off making a decision, you are making a decision not to decide. So we need to remember that for this evening. If you put off the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your higher power, you have made the decision not to accept him and not to move forward in your recovery. And I know lots of people, and I'm sure you do too, people who just say, well, I'm just not going to make that decision. And we know that they have made a decision in saying that. This decision has eternal consequences. No one here tonight will insist that you accept Jesus. Even Jesus will not force the issue. He invites you to come. Principle three is like opening the door. All you need is a willing heart to make a decision. Christ will do the rest. Let's read this together. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Revelation 3:30. Opening the door requires action. We know we can just stand on the side of a door and nothing's going to happen, whichever side of the door we're on, until we take that action and open the door. So let's look at tonight's acrostic. The A is for accept. The C is for commit. T for turn it over. The I, it's only the beginning. The O, one day at a time. And N is next step. A for accept. Accept Jesus Christ as your higher power and savior. This is a once-in-a-lifetime decision with a lifetime guarantee. There's not too many things that you can say about this in this world. Jesus invites you and desires you to give you himself. God's word in the Bible tells us, let's read this. If you declare with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Jesus Christ has been calling you to his heart because he loves you more than anyone else ever will. He understands you better than you do. C is for commit. It's only after you make this decision to accept the love of Jesus that you can begin to commit to start asking him about and following his will. So that's the C in the word action. Have you been trying to run your life your own way in your own strength and power? I know I was before I came to CR. Is your lifestyle, it's my way or the highway? Have things turned out the way you envisioned? Has life been satisfying and successful when you used your own willpower? Or as Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? So C for commit. In principle 3, you will learn to allow. Keyword, allow. Okay, we made the decision. We made the commitment. We're allowing because we found that right way to go. We are allowing God's power to guide you and transform your life. God is our creator. He knows us better than we do and what will make us content. And I love this. You know, God is totally committed to you and to your recovery. There's no one who is more committed to your recovery, all of our recoveries, than God is. That's what his goal is. If you want to look in the Word, if you want to pray in the Psalms, there's so many Psalms that, you know, David was crying out. And sometimes if you ask the Lord to take you to a Psalm that kind of expresses where you are, wow, it's amazing. It sounds like David is using your words. It's amazing how much the Psalms are. Let's read this together. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Psalm 143, verse 10. The T is for turn it over. And strangely enough, those are green on this screen. The letter T in the word action stands for turn it over. You've heard this phrase in recovery, let go and let God. Do you know how to let go and let God? Let's travel with a person on a tandem bicycle, riding with not just anyone, but with Jesus. And I hope you all know what a tandem bicycle is. If you don't, put your hand up. Okay, just checking. Okay. If you want to, you can close your eyes while I just read this. You're welcome to read it. I used to think of God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of the things I did wrong, so as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there, sort of like a president. I recognized his picture when I saw it, but I didn't really know him. But later on, when I met Jesus, it seemed as though life was rather like a bike. But it was a tandem bike, and I noticed that Jesus was in the back helping me pedal. I didn't know just when it was he suggested we change seats, but life has not been the same since I took the back seat to Jesus, my Lord. He makes life exciting. When I had control, I thought I knew the way. It was rather boring but predictable. It was the shortest distance between two points. And we'll pick up with our bike rider a little bit further on. Let's read this together. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Oh, good for you. Thank you. T for turn it over again. Give everything to your higher power. God's word in the Bible says in everything you do, not just some things, not just the big things, everything. And that reference is to Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. I don't know about you and your walk, but I have found that our Lord is so interested in the minutiae of our lives. And when the Spirit starts to really move and walk in your life and you connect with people, you recognize that the timing of meeting those people, you could have walked past. You could have not been blessed by them or not been able to bless them just because of a moment. And one of the young guys at Teen Challenge told me an unbelievable story, which I don't have time to share now. And he was just, you could tell, he was just overwhelmed with the timing. That as he was reaching to get into the van to drive away, this woman came up to him and put her hand on his, and it just led to this amazing, amazing blessing. And but the minutiae, the detail of life, God is involved and wants to be involved with all of the details. There's nothing he doesn't want to be involved with in your life. Christ desires a relationship with you. He's interested in all of your life, your fears, your questions, your complaints, even your anger. It's okay to get angry with God. He can handle it. And best of all, he knows how to help you in every circumstance. Let's visit our friend on the tandem bike with Jesus. But when he took the lead, he knew delightful long rides up mountains and through rocky places and at breakneck speeds. It was all I could do to hang on. Even though it often looked like madness, he said, "Pedal." I was worried and anxious and asked, "Where are you taking me?" He smiled at me with joy and kindness and didn't answer, and I started to learn to trust him. I forgot my boring life and entered into his adventure. And when I'd say, "I'm scared," he'd lean back and touch my hand. Are you carrying a heavy burden tonight? Are you disappointed, hurt, and confused? Let's see what Jesus says about this burden. Let's read this together. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Those of us who have accepted Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior know that he's not a taskmaster. He doesn't make us work harder. He makes us work smarter. Understanding that Jesus loves us and invites us into a relationship, into a life with him, is the best news. It's also good news, but it's the best news for us. Then to top it off, this is the icing on the cake. Jesus tells us that he has not left us alone to take action or make decisions. He has given us his Spirit to be our guide, to guide us into all truth. Let's read this together. "It is a joy to follow Jesus. He is humble and kind. Jesus gives our souls rest. He can renew our spirit so we can minister to others with joy and confidence." Matthew 11:28-30. Our I, the letter I in the word action, stands for it's only the beginning. Following Christ is a lifelong process of growing as a Christian. Let's read this. "Be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Philippians 1:6, excuse me. God will start this new work in you when you accept Jesus, and God will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is complete. I find that a great relief. I hope you do too. That's his goal. Let's look at our acrostic again. A for accept, C for commit, T, turn it over. I, it's only the beginning. O is one day at a time, and N is the next step. To live one day at a time and one moment at a time. Recovery happens when we focus on the present. The past is gone, and there is nothing you can do about it. The future is in God's hands. And I know, I don't know about anybody else, but I was very frustrated with the fact that there was nothing I can do about what had happened in the past. And that became my burden and my burden of resentment that I carried around. As we've heard in prior lessons, we use the rearview mirror to look back at things that will help us to move forward. But we don't keep on looking in the back, the rearview mirror, because then we will crash into things. So we can't do that. We can't live in the past. Let's read this together. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Bless you. Okay, the way to get unstuck is to live your life first moment by moment in time with the Lord. Get your cadence right, your beat right with the Lord so that you're walking with him. Step by step, so you're walking together and walking with the Lord. You're not ahead of him, okay? So you're right with him. And obviously, we need to be in good relationship and constant communication with him in order to do that. Let's read this. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, John 14:16. And Jesus says to you today, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. John 14:18. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I've said to you. This is the greatest assurance we could ever receive. We have a personal counselor to help us through our recovery. I bet you didn't know that you had a personal counselor. And it's free. And, which is the next step, this finally brings us to the last letter in our acrostic tonight. The N in the word action is the next step. The next step is to ask Jesus into your life to be your higher power. How? That's very simple. Here's an easy way to establish a spiritual base for your life. Excuse me. So if you can, just take a couple of minutes. I'm going to read these questions and just think about these questions here. Do you believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and showed he was God by coming back to life? Do you accept God's free forgiveness for your sins? Do you switch to God's plan for your life? And do you express your desire for Christ to be the director of your life? Just think about those for a couple seconds. If you're ready to take this next step, in a minute we will pray together. If you've already taken this step and asked Jesus into your heart already, use this prayer to recommit to continue to seek in God and follow God's will. If you so desire, please pray with me. I'll say a phrase and you repeat it in your heart. Or you can say it out loud, whichever you like. Dear God, I believe you sent your Son, Jesus, to die for my sins so I can be forgiven. I'm sorry for my sins, and I want to live the rest of my life the way you want me to. Please place your Holy Spirit in my life to direct me. Thank you for your tremendous love for me. And all God's people said, Amen. Today, we were able to take our first and highest action decision toward our healing to commit ourselves to Jesus Christ as our Savior and higher power. He knows us best and loves us the most. We need to remember, this is really important though, that action doesn't mean going and doing. A lot of us are really used to going and doing. We're used to trying to please people. We're trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And action doesn't necessarily mean Rambo action. It can be stopping the denial. It can be believing you're of value to God. It can be praying, which is obviously seems like the opposite of action, but it's not. Spending time with God. Reading God's word. And then praying some more. So it's really important that the word action doesn't kind of settle in you as a go and do. I have to go and do something. Because the Lord's trying to bring us into relationship with him, into a quiet relationship with him and a strong relationship with him. So let's visit our friend on the tandem bike again. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, acceptance, and joy. They gave me their gifts to take on my journey, our journey, my Lord's and mine. And we were off again. He said, give the gifts away. They're extra baggage. Too much weight. So I did. To the people we met and I found in giving, I received, and still our burden was light. I did not trust him at first, in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it. But he knows bike secrets, knows how to make it bend, take sharp corners, jump to clear high rocks, fly to short and scary passages. And I'm beginning to shut up and pedal in the strangest places, and I'm beginning to enjoy the view and the cool breeze on my face with my delightful, constant companion, Jesus. And when I'm sure I just can't do it anymore, he just smiles and says, pedal. Today, if you prayed this prayer in your heart, you've taken the action step toward your recovery and healing with Jesus. Please call on him daily for his help, because the Holy Spirit is as close as your thought. You know, there's one way I like to, just to ad lib on the end here. I know this is going to sound really sacrilegious, but remember Monty Python? Monty Python, you know, they used to say, and now for something completely different. And I've been trying to think of this way to, like, get myself moving in a new direction. And so I'm kind of taking that as my mantra now. And now for something completely different. And I'm like using that to cause me to walk in a different way, to do even the small things that will help me to do something different. Because, you know, as we do the small things, you know that whole thing of a trajectory, when you're going off in this direction and you change just the little things, you go off in a different direction. So what I'm trying to do and what I suggest and would suggest you ask the Lord about is just start to do small things that are different. Don't look at the big, huge thing. Just break it up into little things and take some action steps that you can really make that will change different parts of your day so that when you put your day together, it's like, oh, that was different. So you don't have to use Monty Python or anything like that. That was just my mindset. So thank you. I'm done early. Jenny's going to get to talk to me.
You have your sheets there, and I'd like to invite you to look at that sheet that you have in front of you. And toward the bottom, it has the Open Share Small Group Discussion Starters, and I'd like you to take a look at those. Okay, and I'd like you to read them over so you can have a sense of what you might want to share when you get into the smaller group time. What is keeping me from letting God lead my life? D- Does turning my will and my life over to the care of God sound scary or exciting? Do I have a Christian mentor in my life, someone who is walking the talk? What did it take or will it take for me to allow God to guide my life? Am I finding joy in my journey with God? If so, how? Am I committed to continuing my recovery even when it seems tough or the pressure is off? And how do my actions show that Christ is or is not in my life?